What is up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on this show, we talk about, obviously, social media growth tactics, ways to get sales for businesses, but we also talk about whatever entrepreneurs really need to know. And today, we're going to be talking about how to be more motivated, as well as a motivation tactic that I used to do in the past that actually led me to some mental as well as physical health concerns with the way that I was motivating myself. So I'll talk about that at the end, but let's start off first about talking about how you can be more motivated, because a lot of you out there, you've got a game plan. And even if it's the wrong game plan, you should fail quick, right? Let's get to the answer quickly to find out if your idea is going to work or not, or if you need to pivot. So one of the best things that you can always do in entrepreneurship is run, right? Run your race. Don't just jog it. Don't walk it. If you want to get your business built faster, working more will pretty much always get you there. Obviously, doing the right actions is necessary in order to create the working business, but a lot of times doing the wrong actions and learning through our trials and failures is the way to figure out what the right things to do are. So the faster you're working, it can always help you be better, right? And I don't think it's very hard to be motivated. I think it's extremely hard to be motivated if you're not doing what you want to in life. So for me, like, I got super bad ADD, and if I'm not doing exactly what I want to do, I don't care at all. And the only way I would get really motivated in school, like, I didn't like that work, is, you know, I was still motivated by like a good GPA and like college and, you know, all that stuff. So I still had a lot of motivation in high school and college to do well until I realized I was never going to use my college degree for anything. Halfway through, once I got a sales job, I was like, no, I'll just always be in sales or owning my own business. It was already clear to me then. Then I lost all my motivation for school. But otherwise, I haven't found being motivated to be hard, as long as you can see why you want to do what you're actually doing. So, like, that's the first start of it. But the motivational tactic that I'll teach you guys, in a way that all of you could be more motivated right away: there is an emotion that you are feeling right now that is one thought away from being motivation. What do you think that feeling is? What emotion are almost all of you experiencing to some degree at any moment that I'm saying is one thought away from being motivation? Wrong. Okay, I don't know what your actual guess was, but it is stress. Stress is so close to motivation. Stress is coal. Motivation is a diamond. It's composed of the same stuff, but you have to be able to press that into a diamond. And how you do so is you need to, whenever you're thinking of whatever you're stressed about, let's say it's, what if I can't hit my financial goals this year? What if I can't pay rent this month? What logically is the result of that conversation if you're actually being productive and trying to help yourself? The result of that conversation is, well, I better do something about it. Not gonna hit my financial goals this year? Well, let's make a plan and then let's take action immediately. Let's do something about it right now. You aren't going to hit your fitness goals. You feel like you are overweight and you would like to get to lose some pounds by a certain date and you're not sure if it's gonna happen. Well, what should you do about it? Because thinking about it literally does nothing, right? So let's go actually work out. Let's put a plan in place. And whenever you are stressed, it's good to realize that if you process through this stress, if you think about how could I handle this stress and nip it at the root of, you know, where it's coming from, then that will lead you to action. If you look at stress like, I'm going to get an ice cream, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm just going to go online shopping, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm just going to play a video game, I'm going to drink, I'm going to smoke weed, whatever you do to, you know, put a Band-Aid on the problem, that's why you're not self-motivated. You are taking the Band-Aid approach to getting rid of your problems if you realize how much control you actually have over your life. Then that is when you think, what if I don't hit my financial goals? And then you say, well, I better do something about it. And then all of a sudden you're motivated because you believe that if you put in the action, that the result will come. If there's one mindset that you need to adapt by the time you get to high school or college, if you can adapt this, the world is your oyster. Whatever I want to do is just a matter of choosing to do it. Whatever you want to do is simply a matter of choosing to do it and then executing on that path. And the only way that I would see myself not hitting a goal is because along the journey, I realized that's not what I actually wanted because the trade-off was a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. I wanted to be a rock star. I didn't know I had to go to this many band practices. I didn't know the drummer was going to be this much of a pain in the ass to work with, right? Certain things like that can come up along the way. Otherwise, I genuinely believe that if I wanted to pursue a musical career, I could have done that. If I wanted to pursue a comedy career, I could have done that. Sports, not really my thing. I'm not really physically built for it, but there are plenty of sports that I could have done, and there's probably a lot that I can do to have made it at least very far in that, but I don't really have a lot of natural talent in that. So, you know, that's kind of part of it too. You want to choose something that you have some natural talent in for the sake of, you know, just having the extra skill set already in place for you, but also because you'll have more motivation to do something that you're already good at from the start. It's pretty unmotivating if you were trying to learn the piano and after a few weeks you still suck at it. It's just going to be hard for you to stick with it, which is again a case of you thought you wanted to learn the piano until you started and then you realize it's not what you wanted, which is in my opinion like the only acceptable time to give up on a goal, and a completely acceptable time and a great reason to as well. I think there's some people that chase after goals with the never give up mindset, and even though they're halfway there and they realize it's not what they really want because they're like never give up, they stick with it longer than they should. So that's actually a problem as well. But other than that, if I set out a goal in business and then I make a plan and then I can conceive the actions to like, okay, this is how it would happen, then execute on that plan, I feel like it's very close to 100% that I'm going to make it happen. And I attack it with that mentality as well, which is also largely why it is so close to 100%, because I'm attacking it as if it simply is a matter of me choosing to do it. So like, think about this for a second. If you knew your business was going to work out and it would take either 5 years of working kind of hard or 2 years of working extremely hard, and you knew already, like a magic genie told you, oh yeah, it's going to work. It's going to work for sure. You just have to either work really hard for 2 years or semi-work for 5 years. You would be so motivated because you already know that the result is going to happen. And the reason why people don't get motivated is because they think, well, what if I work really hard and then it doesn't play out? Or like, what if I'm not good enough to do this? And they have all those other little thoughts that, you know, I've naturally been pretty good about like getting rid of. And it's because I left high school with this mentality. All right. I already kind of knew like if I study for the test, I'm going to get an A. If I don't study, I'm not going to. And, you know, just kind of apply that philosophy to a lot of other things. If I go to the gym consistently, I'm going to hit my goals. If I don't, then I'm not. And a lot of things in life, like a lot of ways that you hit goals are the same, whether it be in fitness or in business or in relationships. A lot of the ways that you actually achieve these goals is the same. And I think when people say how you do one thing is how you do everything is very true, mostly because of the mentality. Once you have learned to do something at a high level, you will be able to piggyback off of that motivation into whatever you do. For instance, there's a reason why at my sales job, we always said try to recruit high school athletes. And it's because they have already realized that they can do things that they want to do simply, right? They realize that if I want to hit a goal, that they can hit it. They've realized that if they wanted to bench 225, and then they worked at it for however long, and then bench 225, they get how much the world is in their control. What they get out of life is in their control. And until you realize that, that's largely why you're not motivated, is because you think, well, you know, what if that genie's wrong? You know, what if, like, what if I work so hard and it doesn't work, or if I'm, you know, I'm not cut out for it, all of that kind of stuff. That's the first part of it. You need to rule that out. Otherwise, once you actually believe in yourself to the point of, look, if you really set out to do it, gun to your head that, like, you're going to get your brains blown out if you can't do it, you probably could, okay? Like, you probably are a matter of willpower away from achieving your goals, okay? Think about whatever goal you have right now. Now, gun to your head, you have the rest of your life to hit that goal. Of course you could hit it, okay? You need to conceive that your goals are 100% a choice to hit or not. And I know you could be like, oh, it's not 100% because blah, blah, blah. I get it. But you need to have that mentality in order to give yourself anywhere near 100%. You have to have this mentality that, oh yeah, if that's what I want, then I could have that. If I want to do this career, if I want to, you know, hit this fitness goal, then it's a matter of me sacrificing however much it is to hit that goal and then showing up and executing on that plan. If I'm not willing to execute on the plan, then I actually don't want it bad enough. And that's okay, like I said, right? Then you can give up on a goal because you realize you actually don't want the trade-off that you're actually having to do. You can want the result, but if you don't want it bad enough to experience the trade-off to get it, then you can't have it, right? So you have to get that part figured out. And that's not something I can teach you on a podcast. But if there's one podcast I have that actually gets really damn close to getting there, it would be episode 93. It's a podcast that is unlike any other you've probably gone through before. I will make you pause throughout to accomplish little things. And the goal of the podcast is to show you through your own experience, through your own results, that you can do what you want to in life, that you can do what you set out to do. By the end of that episode, you will significantly believe in yourself more if you follow my instructions in it. But essentially, what I'm saying is, if you don't believe in yourself right now, if you're the kind of person that as soon as you set out to do any goal, you just start self-sabotaging about every other goal that you've never hit, you know, as soon as you get into it, because maybe you haven't had the best career track record. You know, the longer you stay with a bad career track record, the harder it is to talk yourself out of that reality, you know, not being just what you're called to live out, right? If you're someone who's had so much success in business, then of course you're going to attack your next business with a lot of you know, confidence. So what you need to do is to start building that confidence. And I think one of the best ways to do it is like fitness. If like set out to do like a fitness plan, right? You're like, over the next 14 days, I'm going to work out for 14 days in a row, or I'm going to work out 6 days a week for 2 weeks, and then do it to show yourself, I set out to work out six times a week over the next 2 weeks, and then I did it. And here we are today with me having done something. That is where like the true actually believing in yourself comes from, rather than the like, I can do it, but you kind of know you're bullshitting yourself the whole time you say it. So it's not really true. You're just kind of like frou-frou motivating yourself. Like, I actually believe it, because if you look at my track record, if I show myself like, well, let's look at your track record, I'm like, why would I have any reason to not believe in myself? And that's why it's so important that you stop fucking lying to yourself about everything. Like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym today. If you say that and you don't go to the gym, you just fucked yourself. Like, you cannot lie to yourself. Lying to yourself is the only thing that's like acceptable in most people's minds, because they're like, well, I can't get myself in trouble. Lying to myself is one of the few things that is not acceptable at all to me. If I say I'm going to do something and then I don't do it, I'm in a lot of trouble. Okay. So like, if it's like 11:59 and I haven't worked out yet and I'm like still doing something, like I am just like run to the gym, get in a set, like at least before midnight, and then like finish your set. But if I was like looking to go to bed and I told myself I was going to work out that day, and then here I am laying in bed, dead tired, guess whose ass has to get up right then? Because I do not let myself have these stupid fucking stories that I am allowing to tell myself. I'm not going to allow a story of me not doing shit that I say exist, because then that ruins my belief in myself and my confidence, which ruins my motivation. Because if you don't believe that the action will get you the result because you don't have a track record of doing that, because when you say, well, look at my track record. Last time I did a fitness challenge, I gave up. Time before that, I gave up. Time before that, I gave up. Then, of course, it's going to be really hard for you to start a new one at all or even believe in yourself if you do it. So you need to start immediately being impeccable with your word, which is the first agreement of my favorite book ever, The Four Agreements. You guys need to read this. It's like the best entrepreneur book that's not an entrepreneur book is The Four Agreements. The first one, be impeccable with your word. You watch yourself lie to yourself all the time. So if you do not believe in yourself, it's because you have watched yourself say what you're going to do and then not do it way too much, okay? That's the first part of motivation. Then the second part is just understanding if you actually believe in yourself, then all of the stress in your life is a matter of one thought away from becoming pure motivation.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
And that thought is, well, I better do something about it. And now all of a sudden, all the stresses of like, I don't have the partner I want yet or the body or anything, because you actually believe you can do something about it, then you're like, well, I better do something about it. And I know that it's going to work. So obviously that's the most motivating thing in the world. If you knew that your business was going to work, you would be so much more motivated right now. But a lot of you aren't motivated because you're like, well, what if it doesn't work? And it keeps you from working really hard. And if you don't work really hard, then it has no chance to work. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not like the think you can, think you can't, either way you're right, although it is, but it's not the reasoning that statement implies. It's that if you don't believe it will actually happen, you'll take less action, which will then make it not happen. And you'll take less confident action, which will also make it not happen. So if you don't have a good track record, set a goal, like do a fitness challenge, set a goal for I'm going to post once a day over the next 10 days and then do it. Just tell yourself something right now, even if it's a small goal, and then make sure you do it, no ands, ifs, or buts, because you need to change the story in your mind through actual stories. You can't just change it one day and be like, you know what? I am the shit. Let's look at my track record. Yep, I'm the shit. Change your fucking track record, okay? Go hit a goal. And then now you have a different story to tell yourself. All right? That's the first part. Now, what was I doing to myself that was causing me physical and mental health problems by motivating myself? As soon as I realized that stress was motivation and I could easily turn it into such, I started compiling stress. I purposefully stressed myself out to make myself more motivated. And stress actually takes a real, like quite the toll on the body. And I actually have an autoimmune disorder called ankylosing spondylitis, which is I get inflammation really easy along the spine. And stress is a big proponent of causing inflammation. So I was literally like hurting my body. Like it's bad, guys. Like it can be bad on some days where I can really not move much. I don't have much mobility unless I take like 3 or 4 Advils, then I'm really not going to be able to move much. So good thing I'm a online entrepreneur, right? I've never even said this on the podcast before because it's just so little of a problem for me with the way my life is set up, I guess. But it is a problem when I try to hit fitness goals because I usually tap out on pain before I tap out on weight. So I needed to really figure out how can I get this pain down. And apart from, you know, a lot of diet changes and all these little things that I've done over the years, one of the main things, perhaps the biggest thing that I needed to do, was to stop purposefully stressing myself out. So I would say, like, you're not going to hit your goals. Like, literally, the quickest way to get myself to go to the gym is I just look in the mirror and I say, dude, you just look so fucking weak right now. I'm at the gym in a second because I'm like, well, I better do something about it. That's okay to not be okay with your current state, okay? One of my other favorite Gandhi quotes, healthy discontent is the prelude to progress. So like, yeah, if you're not okay with your body, it's okay. Like, that's great. You should be not okay with it because you have 100% control to do something about it. And you should see it that way, okay? So stop thinking of like your career, you don't like your job, you have 100% control over that. Oh, well, I already paid for college. Cool, fuck it. You wasted money in college, now do what you wanna do. Okay, stop getting stuck on how you think your life, I just got to live it out. I just got to accept how it is. I cannot believe the amount of people who work a job that they don't like and have no intent to get out of it. It's not saying like quit today. You know, it's like, well, if you need money, like chill out. Let's, you know, get your other business started and transition out over the next couple of years even. That's okay. But if you hate your job and you also have no plan to do something about it, did you not just hear what I said? Like, just repeat that part of the episode. You hate your job and you have no plan to do about it. Do you actually not think that you have any control over your career or any of these other things that I mentioned? Of course you do. And if you don't think so, then the first goal for you, go listen to episode 93 and tell me you don't fucking believe in yourself by the end of it. We're going to go through three exercises that are designed to make someone believe in themselves more by the end of it. So it's interactive and it will be fun. And guess what? If you complete the challenge in episode 93, you also earn a shout out from my account. So if you want a shout out from a 10K account for your business, then go do that episode 93 challenge and you will significantly believe in yourself more by the end of it and it will probably change the course of your entire life for the better. There you go. And so, like, wrapping up the episode here, if you believe in yourself, then stress is one thought away from motivation. And if you live a life of being one thought away from motivated whenever you're stressed, can you see how impeccable your motivation would be? How strong your discipline would be for showing up? Like, you have so much more control of your life. If stress is no longer getting you down and it is motivating you, the opposite of stress, essentially, the thing that you really need to get rid of the stress and nip it at the butt at the source, not playing the video game, like actually taking action on it, then you have a significant amount more control over your life. But don't encourage stress to then do that to yourself. I can call myself whatever name I want to in the mirror to get myself to go to the gym, but I can also say, hey, like, let's hit my fitness goals. I'm on track for this. I'm this many days consistent. Let's keep that up. I can motivate myself in other ways. And you want to be able to motivate yourself in a positive way, in a negative way. Like, no matter what happens, someone tells you can't do it, that should motivate you. Someone tells you can do it, that should motivate you. Your business has, your new product has an amazing launch, that should motivate you. Your product completely tanks, that should motivate you. Literally everything can motivate you if you have the right perspective on it. So just know that self-motivation is all perspective of how you're seeing these problems. And if you don't see things with the perspective of you have control over your life, then stress will remain stress. So take action, take control of your life, go listen to episode 93 if you're down in the dumps and you need a fucking kick in the ass in the right way and get your mindset right. Otherwise, let me know if you like this episode. I'm a motivated dude, if you can't tell, so I love taking a break from the Instagram tactics and talking about, you know, let's actually work on our goals. Let's actually be consistent on social media and let's show up with the right mindset is ultimately going to be what determines your success on social media even more so than the right tactics. So let me know if you appreciated this episode. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week.